awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
I think this one's my favorite.
Yeah, I was about to say. This is a good Thursday intro.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party.
This is a little redundant.
I've been having a party since 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, dude.
So I had to wake up and take Dawn to the airport. I had to get in this building. I had to force my way.
I didn't even think about it.
Breaking
it was like
and entering.
In. Yeah.
I did.
Oh, well. Good job.
I did it.
Proud.
It's cool.
You're the first one here then.
There's a lot of glass broken.
It's
well,
okay.
Peter was right behind me.
Oh, okay.
Right behind me. That man is pro. He walks in, goes straight. He's like, oh, time for me. He like walked in, went, whoo, I can't get the blah, 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 blah. And then came out and said, how you doing? Like, it was boom.
Yeah. Peter Benson from KNKT.
He is the most pro man.
He's pretty good.
He's the voice of the desert.
He is the voice of the desert.
Boom.
Oh, speaking of desert, man, my hands are killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Digging dirt yesterday.
Yesterday, Dawn and I got home.
Yeah.
And this guy was just digging a hole.
In the barren wasteland that is New Mexico.
It was pretty cool.
I can't tell you why I was digging the hole. I'm just kidding.
It's because it was going, I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones.
I was digging up some interesting things in my backyard, that's for sure. I was just waiting for that freaky moment where I hit something solid, and then all of a sudden it's like, that's an arm!
There it is.
I was waiting. It never happened. However, I'm excavating. Is that what it's called? Excavating?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
He's digging a hole.
I am digging a hole. I'm digging a pretty deep hole. We're making a fire pit.
He's going to make a fire pit.
Doing it from scratch.
And he's not just getting a fire pit at Lowe's. He's digging a fire pit. And Doug's going to help from now on.
Probably save me a lot of time and energy. Not really money, though. So I gotta dig my own. I got to create my own.
Create your own.
Oh, yeah. Body's sore. So it's going to be an interesting day. This is an interesting day.
This is an interesting day.
Now, a photo was posted, or a video was posted, on our Instagram.
Yep.
I feel like we need to remedy it.
Yeah, we're going to.
If you don't follow us on Instagram, it's simple. My Static Radio. That's our Instagram. Follow us. We have fun.
We do.
We post things. Yesterday, our midday and afternoon girls, Celeste and Mitch, posted. They just post. Post, 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 post.
Post, post, post. Post, post, post.
Feeling kind of left out. Also feeling like we need to fix something that was maybe misconstrued yesterday.
There will be a rebuttal video.
Yes, there will. So
we're not telling you what we're talking about. You have to go to our Instagram and figure it out.
Yeah, get to Instagram.
Use your brain, dummy.
My
it's early.
Radio. You can't call him dummy.
Use your brain, Dougie. That's what I said. He heard me.
Intern Doug. Speaking of Intern Doug, coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays. You can get a birthday shout-out in.
Birthday.
Studio at mystaticradio.com. That's our email address.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're up. We're here. We're hanging out with you. We're going to play some jams. We're going to rock some breaking news, some crazy stuff in the news today.
Yep. There is.
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
We'll talk about that on the way as well. Right now, brand new music from Foster the People. Their record just came out. This is from their brand newest of newest. It's called Coming of Age. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now the news with me, Mateo. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Earthquake. Earthquake. under the desk.
That was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Last night, Chrissy sent us a video of a weatherman doing some birthdays. And
because we do birthdays here. 6:45.
The guy's name was Hugh
Janus.
And he just went for it.
He had no idea.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to 10-year-old Hugh Janus.
And then it cut to the other people, and they were sitting there going, hold on. hold on. And they were laughing.
I couldn't believe it.
And then the weatherman goes, oh, wait.
Wait.
Wait, huge.
Like
oh,
he was.
I totally fell for it. And then he lost it.
Duped on television. Lost it.
It was great.
It was pretty incredible.
Doug, I'll send you that video. Maybe I'll just post it. Well, I'll post that video. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, there was no coming back from that.
Nuh-uh.
Even the anchor just, I mean, lost it and called him out right there on television. It was.
They're like, they got you, man.
Incredible.
That was great.
Incredible.
Today we have a birthday from. No. Don't do it to me. You know I'll read it.
Yeah, we'll catch it, though.
We'll catch it, but I'll read it anyway.
I feel like we would know them.
I would read it anyway and then say I didn't catch it so that I could get away with reading it.
Too late. Now you can.
No, I can't.
If you ever do, then they go, no, but you said you would catch it.
Wait, what did I say? I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh. See?
Yeah.
Forgetful. Police arrested a lazy New York postal carrier who threw away at least 1,000 pieces of mail rather than deliver them.
Okay.
That's lazy.
Not only is that lazy, isn't that like a federal offense?
Hey, bro, you lazy.
Tampering with the mail?
Now you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Be lazy in jail. A Florida lawmaker has introduced a bill to outlaw Florida teens under 16 from getting married.
Oh, that's a good law to
have.
That's
a good one. That's a good law.
It means my grandparents couldn't have gotten married.
Oh.
My grandmother was 13 when she got married.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no, maybe not that long.
No, that,
no, no, it was like
probably 60.
60 years ago. Yeah.
60, 70.
Yeah.
Well, don't know. The U.S. has ordered all Syrian diplomats to leave the U.S. by the end of this month. What? Get out of town, Syrian diplomats.
Yeah.
Man, there are some escalating situations in this world. Did you see where Crimea was like, they had the vote, and they're like, yeah, we're part of Russia again.
That's I didn't. It. But I did see I was in my Escalade rocking Crimea River.
Okay.
Crimea.
You need to apologize.
Sorry.
Apologize to the news.
Crimea. I'm sorry, Crimea.
Apologize to the
sorry,
news.
Sorry, news. I didn't see that news.
Pennsylvania police are searching for an Amish horse and buggy that committed a hit and run.
Okay. Wow. I don't even know how that...
I know. I got electricity jokes running through my head. I got miles per hour jokes running through my head.
Right.
There's one with a bad word, so I can't say that one. Disney announced that the next Star Wars movie, Episode 7, will be set 30 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
That's right. There's going to be some familiar faces and three young leads. That's all we know. Stefan, how do you feel?
I'm so excited.
He's making that Stefan face from
Saturday. Sorry, I just don't even know what to do with myself. I'm so excited.
It's time to go to New York's hottest club. It's called Episode 7.
I can't wait. Oh, I wish they would just get it over with and say, yes, Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Luke Skywalker will be in it officially.
All they say is familiar faces.
Come on,
you
man.
You know Billy Dee Williams wants on that train.
Oh!
He hasn't been on the success train since that Colt 45 commercial back in the 80s.
Oh, man. Hey, he was the original Harvey Dent in the first Batman film.
I know. Huh? And then he got completely replaced.
Yeah.
By a white man.
Yeah, I know. He wanted too much money, I heard.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
They should have just
Billy
split
D.
his commission
Come
in
on.
Two.
Oh, okay.
Face. Two-Face, Doug. I know you got it. He got it. That
Billy
dude
D.
knows me.
Billy D.
He
Williams.
Reads me.
Sorry. We got to give Doug Moe time.
Doug Moe. Oh, Doug, that's your jazz name. Doug Moe. Doug Moe on the jazz, the jazz flute. In San Ramon, California, two California high school students, excuse me, skipped school, but while enjoying their day, they saved a 94-year-old from a house fire.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Check it out. Ditching school is usually a bad thing, but in California, skipping class enabled three students, not two, to become heroes. Garen Kisoyan, Kisoyan, Peter Krava, why is your last name so long, and Kirill Yantikov, all 17-year-old seniors at San Ramon's California High School, were driving down the street on their way to McDonald's, skipping school, when
yeah.
they saw smoke coming from the back of a house.
Wow.
They then saw Diana Davis in the garage calling 911, and she told them her elderly mother was still inside the house. The three teens said they all had the same instinct, go in the house, save the woman's mother. So that's exactly what they did. The smoke was dense, but they managed to find Davis's 94-year-old mother. They carried her and the dog to safety as she screamed, "I'm on fire, I'm on fire." She is recovering in a burn unit. The teens returned to school smelling of smoke, but were quickly called to the principal's office because he had a recording of them cutting class and a voicemail from the woman's neighbor explaining what happened and asking the principal to go easy on them. They must serve 4 volunteer hours, but the principal said he is exceptionally proud of the teens.
Wow. I'm so proud of you, school skippers.
You've got to be punished. But I'm proud of you.
Gosh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that their instinct was, hey, let's go save this lady.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool instinct to have. Something that's not cool to have is a woman in Chicago was charged almost $800 for a 2-mile cab ride.
Okay.
Whoa. Chicago traffic is really bad. One time we got trapped in it in Waverly.
Never been to Chicago.
It was awful. It was awful. Ugh. It's second only to L.A., in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, and New York's rough, too. I'm telling you guys, you try driving a van, a trailer in those big cities, try parking one downtown. That's the worst. That is the worst thing in this world, is finding a parking space for a van and a trailer.
Yeah.
Blech. You don't want to do it. Scientists have announced a breakthrough in understanding the Big Bang. For more on that, we're going to go to Steve-O, our resident scientist.
Yes, hello. Today we're going to be discussing the theories of revolution.
Relativolution?
Yes. It's when God clapped his hands and he made some waves and it was like bang! And then he was like, well, there you go. And it made a bunch of noises and there was some ripple effects and the universe was created from. Can I go now?
Do you have any friends?
I have 7 cats.
Do you want to be my friend?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, humans. I'm allergic to humans, so all my friends are cats.
You can be my friend.
Okay.
I give you permission.
All right. Well, I gotta go now.
Okay.
So, as the late Charles Darwin would say, peace out.
What? Comcast wants to roll out an app to help alleviate the frustrations of customers stuck waiting at home for the cable guy. Doug, you ever been stuck at home with the cable guy?
Just
waiting on him? I know this man has.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Seen it happen. The company CEO teased an app during an interview with USA Today that would allow customers to make appointments and see the location of Comcast technicians' vehicles. We're going to be able to follow those
cable guys. Why is he still at Carl's Jr.? I need my cable fixed.
They do not have cable at Carl's Jr. I know. I've been there. Oh, my gosh. You could walk up to Carl's Jr. You could be like, hey. Why are you? You're supposed to be at my house. I knew you were here, jerk. I knew you were here. You're just screaming through. Hey. Get back in the car. Get in the car. Come to my house. I fix my cable. Hey. Hey. Get me a number 4 cable! Hey! Get in the van!
Yeah, I don't think this is a good idea at all.
Poor cable guys. You know, Doug. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, intern Doug.
Doug's a part-time cable guy.
Ah.
You might have seen him in the film The Cable Guy. He also has no friends.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm your friend. Who are you talking to? Somebody talking to you? Don't talk to them. I'm your friend.
Why are you talking to the random intern in the other room?
He needs to know.
Okay.
One Colombian family, they've had the dubious honor of having the most obese baby in the entire country. At just 8 months old, little Santiago Mendoza,
27,
weighs 44 pounds.
Whoa! I think that's more than Jack weighs.
Repeat, 8 months old, 44 pounds.
Gosh.
To put that in perspective for you,
okay.
Fair listener,
yeah.
This is
yeah.
that's about the typical size of a 5-year-old.
Gosh.
He should actually weigh closer to 17 pounds, but this isn't just the case of an extraordinarily plump little kid. That weight is called Santiago Dangerous Health Problems. And now a charity has swooped in to save his very young life. Santiago got big because his mom was so concerned about keeping him calm, she shoved a bottle or food in his mouth every time he cried.
Gosh.
She willingly admits it was her own ignorance over feeding that left her baby this way. The charity Chubby Hearts Foundation, I'm not kidding, the charity Chubby Hearts Foundation has stepped in. They plan to take the boy and his mother to the country's capital, Bogota, for treatment while teaching the entire family about healthy eating and the importance of physical activity. Right after that, they're going to come have a branding meeting with me. Yeah. And we're going to talk about why we don't name our charity Chubby Hearts Foundation. Because it's offensive to all the chubby hearts out there. Hey, chubby hearts out there.
Yeah.
Lower that cholesterol with this next little tune.
Gosh.
A 27-year-old medical student is auctioning off her virginity.
Oh, wow.
When you talk to most people about losing their virginity, they usually discuss it the same way they would getting their teeth cleaned or doing their laundry. It was something they felt they had to do because it was time to do it, not because they expected it to be fun and pleasurable. Now, that, to me, sounds really dumb.
Yeah. That sounds stupid.
Yeah, I had to, what did I have to do today? I had to brush my teeth, I had to take out the trash, do the laundry, lose my virginity, I had to go to the supermarket.
Wait, what? You went to the supermarket?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that one tripped me
deals.
Up. Everything else was so normal.
There was a fantastic deal on avocados, and I literally bought 27 avocados. I could not fit them in the trunk.
Man, you may have a problem. You should come check out my foundation. It's called Tons of Fun.
Tons of fun. That sounds interesting. Elizabeth Rain, well, she's never done the deed, but she wants to get something concrete out of it when she finally does. That's why April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
The 27-year-old medical student will be auctioning off her virginity online
for
money.
There's no way.
Okay, I think this is an April Fool's joke.
This has to be a hoax.
I pray that this is an April Fool's joke.
Me too, and that the news is just dumb and is covering it.
Oh my gosh. Well, this says that in 2009, 22-year-old Natalie Dillon made headlines for selling her virginity for a whopping $3.9 million.
Isn't that called prostitution?
Yes!
Okay.
But it happened in Nevada, so does that mean it's legal?
I guess so.
Guys, don't do this.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. You know something that's not ridiculous?
What?
Flappy Bird is coming back.
Oh, good.
Wait a second. That's also ridiculous. Not anytime soon, according to the game's creator. Wednesday on Twitter, Dong... How'd you pronounce his last name? Nguyen? Do you remember? Do you remember how you said it? Because you said it right.
I thought it was just Nguyen.
Nguyen?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't have any Vietnamese friends. Hey, if you're a Vietnamese out there and you want to be my friend, come on!
If you're
teach me how to pronounce your names. I need one! Anyway, he was asked whether or not he would be putting the game back on the App Store, to which he replied, yes, but not soon.
Yeah, and when it comes back, I'm willing to bet it's not going to be free anymore.
You're going to have to pay for it. He took Flappy Bird down in February after admitting that it was bringing in some $50,000 a day from the ads on the game. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah. And he said, oh, I was doing it because it's addictive and I didn't want to be the source of people's addictions.
Oh.
And now he's like, just kidding. What I really learned was that I should have charged for the app instead of making it free.
Yep. So I took it down, and now I'm gonna put it back. And
it's gonna cost millions of dollars.
One of my favorite scenes in Jurassic Park is when the kid finds night vision goggles.
Yeah.
And then Donald Gennaro says, are they heavy? And he says, yeah. And he goes, put them down. They're expensive.
Yep.
Well, and then the kid, of course, doesn't put them down. He's walked around, checks out the T-Rex. Check this out. In 2010, two British scientists were awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for their discovery of a carbon metal called graphene. Since then, the unbelievably strong light and temperature conductive material has been tested for use in everything from electronic screens to the human body.
Wow.
A University of Michigan study is now using the optical... Alright, I feel better now. A University of Michigan study is now using the optical capabilities of graphene to create an infrared contact lens.
No way!
Whoa! Although infrared technology makes most people think of night vision and military uses, it has medical applications as well, such as allowing doctors to see blood flow.
Ooh.
I didn't know that. The outdoor industry hasn't skipped a beat either. Graphene is starting to be used in skis.
Man.
That's pretty cool. But... Now we're yesterday we're talking about everybody getting like those superhuman implants in their brains and downloading knowledge, and now you have infrared contacts. We're turning people into Deathlok. That's what we're doing.
It's pretty cool.
Also, you can replace your arm with a shotgun. Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
A boomstick.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And you thought buying a purebred lab was expensive. In what might be the most expensive dog sale ever, a Chinese property developer paid $1.9 million
Did you see the dog?
For a Tibetan Mastiff. A puppy. On Wednesday, he acquired the one-year-old golden hair mastiff at a luxury pet fair. Tibetan mastiffs are a prized status symbol among China's elite, causing prices to skyrocket. The animal that sold on Wednesday is 31 inches tall and weighs nearly 200 pounds. That's a puppy. It's a huge dog. That's a huge dog!
That's crazy.
I know. And that, my friends, is your breaking news, because it is time to move on.
It is time to hang out with our dear intern, Doug. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Good morning, buddy. Doug.
It is a good morning indeed.
Doug, if you start getting all fumbled over your words like I do, you just make loud noises really fast.
I'll just scream.
It fixes it.
It does.
They're coming in the room! They're coming in the room! They're in the back of the house!
Feel perfect. Better. All right, good.
All right. Well, today is March 20th, 2014.
Boom!
Day 79 of 2014. 286 more days to go.
To go!
Yes, indeed. All right. Shall we get started?
Do we get any listener birthday shout-outs that we need to take
Let me check it out, guys.
Anything? You never know.
News. No. We have not. No birthdays.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay. But we want to thank Bawa for the email.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bawa Taba.
All right, getting going this morning. From the fabulous Thunderbirds, not to be confused with the fabulous Freebirds.
Yes!
The brother of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Johnny Vaughan. Jeff Vaughn. Michael Vaughn.
Michael Vaughn Peoples.
Jimmy
Vince
Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
Jimmy Vaughn.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Jimmy Vaughn.
All right. Let's think about it.
Jimmy Vaughn is 64.
Jimmy Vaughn is 59.
Jimmy Vaughn is 63. Oh. All right, moving on. From the Razor's Edge, Black Widow, Wild Things, and Spider-Man 3, Emma Marco.
Who was she? Here comes the Emma Marco.
I've blocked out Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, man. That movie was pretty terrible.
Teresa Russell.
Teresa Russell.
Oh,
wait, Marco.
Yeah.
That was Sandman's wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
okay.
it. Still don't care about it. That movie was terrible.
47.
She is 38.
She is 57 today.
Oh, okay. Oh. A little bit older. Harry Potter.
Yep.
From Dragon Gate, 7 years in Tibet and the Harry Potter films.
Did you see 7 years in Tibet?
Nope.
That was the one with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I didn't see
it. I never saw it.
He played Remus Lupin.
Lupin. Hey, Lupin.
I don't know the actor's name.
David Thewlis?
Okay, good. You don't know the actor's name either.
Good.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Well, we know what Lupin looked like, so...
I'm going to say like 46.
I say 51.
Mateo, you are correct.
Boom! Oh. Yeah. I am correct. Look at me dance. You can't even hear it. That's enough.
Okay.
That is enough.
All right.
That's good. Yeah.
Moving forward... Produced and starred in the Dick Van Dyke Show, the new Dick Van Dyke Show, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, and he starred in Ocean's 11 and 12 as Saul.
The old guy in Ocean's 11 and 12. What was his name? I didn't realize that was the same dude that was in Dick Van Dyke. I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
I have no
Carl
idea.
Reiner.
Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
Carl Reiner
awesome.
Today, celebrating a birthday.
80.
Ooh, 83.
Ooh, he would like you guys because he is 92 today.
Whoa! Getting old, buddy.
All right, this next one we've got a clip for.
Yay!
You'll regret this day, friend! I'm not your friend, buddy!
I'm not your buddy, guy!
I'm not your buddy, guy! He's not your guy, friend! I'm not your friend, buddy!
Is it like Brian Adams' birthday? Buddy, guy. Is it?
No, it is a former Canadian Prime Minister. Brian Mulroney's birthday today.
Yes.
I remember that. They're floating off in the ocean. Oh, man. Good call, Doug. Good call.
I'm not your friend, guy.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
Oh. 61.
Oh, 63.
He is 75 years old today.
Okay.
All right, moving forward.
Forward.
From Prison Break, Chappelle Show, Boston Public, and recently directed Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called
what?
Quest.
Oh. There's a film about the Tribe
a
Called Quest?
A documentary on the Tribe Called Quest.
Why haven't you
Beats,
seen
Beats, Rhymes, and Life was an incredible record. It's not Q-Tip, is it? Or
nope.
Five Dog?
No, Q-Tip actually refused to take part in the because they wouldn't let him produce it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boo.
Lame.
It is Mr. Michael Rapaport's birthday.
Hey, Michael Rapaport.
He's on this season of Justified as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mikey Rapaport.
He was also in True Romance, one of the greatest films of all time. Not really, but
not really.
I actually have an autographed copy from Christian Slater.
Hey.
Dennis Hopper.
Hey.
Such actors as that.
Hi.
Christopher Walken was also in that film. Brad Pitt. Hmm.
Okay.
And Michael Rapaport, whose birthday it is. All right.
How old is he?
45.
Michael Rapaport is 47 years old.
He is 44 years old today.
Dang it.
Oh,
you
so, so close.
So close.
Hey. Hey.
From the Village.
Oh.
The Big Chill. The Accidental Tourist, and he played General Thunderbolt Ross.
Oh!
In the Hulk.
He played the dad.
John, not John Hurt. What's his name?
Oh,
William Hurt.
William Hurt.
William Hurt! He was a good Thunderbolt. He was in the second one, right?
And he was a comic fan.
Yes.
He's a big comic. Yeah, because Sam Elliott was the first.
The Incredible Hulk. Which, yes. Sam Elliott, you don't argue with that.
No, he was an awesome Thunderbolt.
But the movie
Ross.
Fell short.
Yes.
Oh.
He is celebrating a birthday today.
Celebrating a birthday.
William Hurt. Oh, what? William Hurt. Huge comic book fan. He was stoked to play Thunderbolt Ross.
66.
Nah, 59.
64 years old today.
Okay, you were closer.
All right.
But no cigar.
The next man, he directed such movies as Malcolm X, The 25th Hour, Inside Man, Do the Right Thing.
Spike Lee.
And you may remember him from these commercials.
Yo, Morris Blackman here with my main man, Michael Jordan. Yo, Mike, what
man,
makes you the
look
best
at those commercials.
Is it the vicious dumps?
No, Morris.
Spike Lee. He also directed the intro to The Tonight Show.
He did.
No, featuring Jimmy Fallon.
Is it Spike Lee joint? Shorts?
No, Morris.
He also tried to pick fights with Reggie Miller back in the day.
No. Yes, he did. Reggie Miller, who just asked to be in the pit, saying, hey, in New Mexico, invite me to the pit. I want to watch a game of the pit.
And New Mexico said, come on, man.
Come on.
Open invitation.
It's
got to be the shoes.
It's got to be the shoes. Spike Lee.
This guy.
Spike Lee joint.
Shoes.
54.
Spike Lee is 52.
Spike Lee is 57 years old today.
Well, we're getting close.
All right, now we are on to dates.
Oh, man.
On this day in what year, Martha M. Place of Brooklyn, New York, became the first woman to be executed in the electric chair.
Okay.
Good.
Is this the electric slide? Oh, my God.
It's electric. You gotta feel it. It's electric.
Well done, Doug.
It's electric.
Well done.
1957.
All I can think about is every wedding I've ever been to right now.
I know.
And all the old people are like, well, this is my time.
Yep.
I say old people. I am the age that those people were when I was a kid and they would come out and dance to the electric slide. Great, Doug. I'm old.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Okay. Let's see. Electric chair. What do you think? First woman?
I said 50. What did I say? 50-something.
Did you say 1950? Let's see. 1889.
1899.
Dang!
Wow! They were electrocuting people that
Yeah, dude, Back to the Future, part three.
Ow, man, good. There you go.
On this day in what year, Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity?
Oh, man.
1921.
1919.
1916.
Well done.
And a day that should live in music infamy forever. John Lennon and Yoko Ono got married today.
That's great. Amen. Amen. I knew it was going to be this was when he got assassinated.
That's what I thought.
Or murdered. And I say assassinated.
It's when the Beatles got assassinated, basically.
Oh, yeah. Doug. Intern Doug, everyone.
Well, Doug.
Classic Doug.
Classic Doug. Classic Dougie Fresh.
1976.
1973. 1969.
Oh,
all right. Got another clip.
I didn't do it. I balked.
What'd you do?
Sounded like Pee-wee.
I lost my temper and I took a knife and I, you know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I cut one of them off.
Paul Rubens.
On this day in what year, the Colorado legislature made it illegal to tear the do not remove tags off of mattresses.
Wonderful. What do you think?
Oh, man. I don't know.
1978.
1949. 1990.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you don't know what this song...
Why are there so many...
Kermit, I love you!
On this day in what year, a 21-year-old Muppet fan claiming to have a bomb took over a radio station in New Zealand and demanded that Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog be played nonstop for 12 hours. Police evacuated the area, decided the bomb was a fake, stormed the station, and arrested the listener. No one was hurt.
This is why you tweeted about Rainbow Connection yesterday.
It is.
Oh, Doug. I'm watching you.
Wait and see.
If you guys want to know Doug's phone number, he tweeted it to me.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's out there in the public public sphere.
Gosh, what a weird... Okay, radio obviously was popular then,
1990,
so it had to be a long time ago.
Two.
Rainbow Connection, 1987.
1996.
Okay.
What was the movie with Adam Sandler and them where they took over the radio station?
Airheads.
Airheads. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
On this day in what year, Legoland opened in Carlsbad, California?
2002.
99.
Bingo. 1999.
When you're part of a team.
All right. Way to go out on top, Steve-O.
Hey, that's how I do.
Me too.
That's how I do.
Way to go, man. Thanks.
Today at 10:57, spring begins.
Oh, cool.
Today is Absolutely Incredible Kid Day.
Hey, and I have three.
Alien Abduction Day.
Okay.
Yes! Yes, really?
Yes.
Theology Thursday.
Oh,
Alien Abduction.
Crap.
I can't wait.
It's Companies That Care Day, the Great American Meat Out.
Meat Out?
M-E-A-T.
Throw your meat out, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's International Astrology Day, International Day of Happiness, Kiss Your Fiancé Day.
Okay.
It's also Proposal Day.
Is
so
everybody
if you don't have
thinking,
a fiancé.
Yeah, propose today.
Yeah.
Oh, is everybody thinking what I'm thinking? Today is Alien Abduction Day.
Uh-huh.
And it's also Proposal Day.
Ah.
And it's also Happiness Day.
Yeah.
And it's also Bake a Cake Day. And it's Dinosaur Day. This is the best day ever, Doug.
It's also Ravioli Day.
Ravioli Day!
And beginning of the NCAA Tournament Day.
Ugh. I mean, that's really where you could have started and ended.
Guys, yep. I filled out a bracket.
He did.
I did. And he I did. Think my Final Four is pretty solid.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got Mr. Fantastic, Human Torch. I took out the Thing because I didn't feel like he was the strongest. The She-Hulk, I put her in there. And I got Invisible Woman.
That's a
but
good one.
It's good because I got two girls in there, so equality and whatnot. It's all got. I'm good, Doug.
There you go.
I'm solid. I got this.
She-Hulk for the win!
We got a great show today. It is Thursday, so of course, Theology Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour with Brian Nixon. Our dear friend Clay Schroff from Aspen Project will be joining us, and tons to talk about on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Careful traffic.
This is traffic, traffic now. There's an accident to report and you need to hear it, yeah. Cause this is traffic, traffic, yeah.
You should have told me you were going Thriller. I would play Thriller.
No.
Welcome to it.
Welcome to traffic. This is it. Accident has been reported I-40 East at I-25, the big interchange here in town. And it looks like on 40 eastbound, traffic is starting to go slow.
Yep.
So look out for that. Also, the construction I-25 in Paseo. You know about it.
Did you see the big ramp they built?
Nope.
Oh.
I went. Remember, I took Dawn to the airport, so I had to go down to Unser.
It amazes me how quickly things change. This morning, they already have, whoop, like tons of, yeah.
Rampage.
Dirt and rampage built, and it's like coming together.
It's like they're on a rampage rampage.
Okay.
Same word. Pronouncing it differently means a different thing.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Mm-hmm. It's National Proposal Day. March 20th is National Proposal Day, and in honor... Found some fun facts about proposals, engagements, ooh, weddings, and whatnots.
Fancy.
Yeah. According to a survey conducted by David's Bridal, most brides aren't surprised when they are proposed to.
Well, that's no fun.
I know. 57% said they knew it was coming.
Oh.
43% says they were left surprised by the proposal. Was Dawn surprised?
Nope. Nope. I was acting weird all day. She knew. She was not in the least bit surprised.
Yeah.
Not even a little. I mean, I just totally did not surprise her. It was basically like, hey, I'm going to propose today, okay? Cool. You don't know when it's going to happen. Mystery.
Today's the day.
But I'll give you a hint. It's today.
This is kind of sad. Many women would change something about their proposal if they could. 22% said location.
Mm-hmm.
20% said proposal speech. And even their engagement ring. 14% said they would love to change something about their shiny accessory.
That stinks.
I know.
I'm glad. I don't think Dawn would change the engagement ring. I would change the location. We were at a Firefly show.
Yeah.
It was the only time I was going to get to see her for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
And it was like the day I wanted to propose.
Yeah.
A lot of sentimental value.
He loves Fat Tuesdays.
Oh my gosh. The specials at Chili's are incredible. It was a year to the day that we had started dating. And it was like, I want to do it today. Oh, wait, you're playing a show in Boaz, Alabama the night before, so you'll be there at midnight. That's cool. Oh, but it's Boaz, Alabama, and I won't see you for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Neato. All right, well, I'm going to do it. So it was at a corn maze. There was no corn in that maze. They had cut it all down.
Which is kind of ironic because isn't maize Spanish for corn?
Yes. Also, it was Halloween.
So it was in the corn.
This was Halloween night.
Okay.
We started dating on November 1st, the year previous.
Uh-huh.
Bah. Oh, it was a train wreck. It was this tiny little town, again, Boaz, Alabama. No park. I wanted to take her to a park and propose during the middle of the day while nothing was going on.
Yeah.
Because... this is what was going on. Number one, they had a show. So anytime a band has a show the day of, it's very hectic. Thankfully, Dawn, since she's just the singer, and since they had crew,
just the singer.
Well, she's not like loading her guitar right up. She's not tuning it. She's not getting her drums ready.
She just sings.
She's just singing, so she has time to chill out. One of the bands that was traveling with the sound system had gone to a different Boaz, Alabama, because yes, my friends, there are two.
Wait, what?
They were hours and hours and hours late, and they had the sound system. So every band set up on the stage and everything that was provided and waited on this other band. So that throws a big old monkey wrench into the whole thing, because it's like as soon as they show up, it was go time, but nobody knew when they were going to get there.
Yeah.
Because they were running behind. Oh, we went to the wrong town. Oh, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's okay, guy. We're from Canada. It was Manic Drive. That's who it was. And they weren't being professional.
That's kind of ironic that their name's Manic Drive, because
that's exactly
they
what was going
drove
on.
Drove to the wrong city.
Exactly what was going on. They were living up to that name. So we're just waiting around. We try to go to a park during the day. I'm super nervous. I'm acting weird. There is no park in Boaz, Alabama. There is no city park. There's a graveyard. It's Halloween.
You really, really should have done that.
So we hung out, and then I was sitting there, and I was like, I am not proposing in a graveyard on Halloween. This is crazy. So we went back to the place, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, let's throw another monkey wrench into it. Wendy, the bass player, goes into labor.
Whoa!
So that night, Firefly, after Manic Drive finally showed up, they played their once, like, the only ever three-piece show. It was Dawn, Justin was still in the band at the time, and Adam, the drummer. And they had put the bass on tracks because they knew Wendy was eventually going to have to. She had been playing, like, sitting in a chair, Prego belly. And she,
I bet you those are some interesting shows.
They knew she was going to have to,
eventually
so they had the bass on tracks. A lot of bands are doing that now. I don't know why. Bass player's valuable, right? But her husband Glenn is also in the band, and so he was gone to the hospital.
Yeah,
so a three piece.
Wow.
So you had the band was late, there's no city park. We went to eat lunch. I ate like three french fries because I was so nervous, and
right,
she was just looking at me the whole time like, he's gonna do it. And so then after all of the chaos, Wendy has the baby. Everything's cool. We went out in the field, and I proposed to her in the field under the stars. So that worked out okay, but I would change the location for sure.
All right.
It would have been in Jurassic Park. We would have been surrounded by dinosaurs. A brachiosaurus would have been perched on its head, and it would have lowered down. And I would have stepped off of the brachiosaurus, proposed to her, and then it would have sneezed on her. And I would have been like, boom! Welcome to me!
Oh, man, it is National Proposal Day. So in honor of National Proposal Day, we're talking about some fun facts about proposing. And question of the day, what made your proposal, your engagement, so special? It's an easy one today. 505-338-3700. Here's an interesting one. Being more connected online means being more competitive for virtual real estate, something ladies are taking quite seriously. According to a survey, 1 in 5 women reserved internet usernames with their new married name before they were even engaged
lame
to their current boyfriends.
That's like the lamer version of writing it on a notebook.
I'm just saying. You got to get that. What if you want an email with
you gotta
your new...
You got to get that.
You got to get it.
You got to get that.
I'm telling you.
You got to get that proposal.
That's smart right there. Smart.
Smart.
Most couples wait at least 6 months to get married after getting engaged, with the large majority, 40%, waiting between 13 and 18 months after the engagement. That's interesting.
Neo.
Yeah. Who does the bride call right after getting married? Who's the first person the bride calls after getting married?
Best friend.
Yep. 27% of brides call their best friend. Number one on the list of who they call directly after.
You know who I called?
Huh?
Maury Povich. I called him and I said, hey, I need to get on the show. He was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, I just proposed to this girl, and I think she might be a clone. He was like, what are you talking about? I said, I just need a DNA test, Maury. You do it every day. Don't give me any flack. Put me on the show. What about Thursday? How's Thursday? It didn't work out. Also, Dawn was not a clone.
Yeah.
I was imagining that.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know where. I don't know how that happened, but it was imagination.
There you go.
In a world of imagination.
Of course. Gosh.
What?
A now obsolete law called the breach of promise to marry.
What?
used to allow women to sue men for breaking off an engagement. How crazy is that? Since,
they need to bring that law back if you ask me.
Well, back in the early 1900s, virginity was a prized quality.
Nope.
Sadly, it says back in the early 1900s because we notice today one girl is auctioning hers off. But women who had been broken up with after being engaged were viewed as damaged back in the early 1900s. So, they had a breach of promise to marry law that allowed women to sue the men. Luckily, by the 1930s, social standards started to loosen up just a touch. An engagement ring started to take on a whole different meaning. Insurance. Since women could no longer sue for being left at the altar, the diamond ring became a form of insurance.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see where this happened.
Yeah. Dude, check this out. Wedding planning. 10% of couples reported spending 16 to 25 hours a week planning their wedding.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, I am so thankful that we had a tiny wedding.
Yeah.
But as soon, we were going to elope. I've told this story before. We were going to elope. Mm-hmm. But as soon, like, we had pressure from family. Not really pressure, but I was like, I wish you'd have a wedding.
That's what my mom did to
me. Wish you'd have a wedding.
Except
it
wasn't. No, it was pressure. Because I was like, let's just run off and get married.
Yeah. Well, our thing was,
so much cheaper.
Let's just do a little thing. It'll be cool. Everybody's like, all right, all right. Well, then, as soon as we decided we were going to do anything, stress!
Oh, yeah.
Because then you, it's that, it becomes about every other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, who do we invite? Oh, my gosh, is so-and-so going to get mad? Well, they can't even make it because they live in Florida. Oh, no, we're doing this in Nashville. Is that even the right decision? Let's do it on a Thursday so more people can't make it. our thing was kind of, seriously, we had it on a Thursday night in Nashville. My family's from Mississippi. Hers is from Florida. So it was like, well, if you can make it, you can make it. This is what you get for asking us to have a wedding. But the cool thing, my friend, is that we had two receptions, one in Mississippi and one in Florida. So it was like, cha-ching! Cool. I want to have a reception every year, but apparently that's you can't do that.
You
either.
Can do whatever you want.
No,
you're
you can't.
Grown up.
I'm a grown-up. I'm a grown-up man.
I'm just saying. 19% of people split the planning evenly in weddings, but the majority of planning is very one-sided. Did you help with the wedding planning?
Yeah, well, I was kind of like the, here are the options, what do you think? And I was like, that one. That one, that one. So it was kind of like, but we Dawn and I really do, we think the same.
Yeah.
So everything was pretty much, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Chrissy took me to this place off Rio Grande. It was like this really uppity wedding invitation place. And we walk in, and I was just like,
whoa,
okay, all right. And then the lady comes over, and she's got the giant book, and she's like, all right, which one
is your name in the book of life?
Oh, gosh, and I'm just sitting there like, I don't know, there's so many. Okay, well, this is the first invitation thingy that's like the save the date thingy, and then that coincides with the this thingy.
How
and
many
we need
trees
this one.
Are we killing?
Oh, good news, this one is cheaper because there's only two of them. These are only $4,700.
No!
What is happening? I just want to run away!
Weddings can be nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst.
When
it's
your
national
dream
proposal day, everybody.
Becomes a nightmare.
They can be lovely and wonderful.
So the question of the day is, what made your proposal special?
Yeah, what made your engagement, your proposal?
Is there anything you would change about it, or was it just perfect?
That's an interesting one. I like that even better. Many women say they'd change something about their proposal, including location, the speech, even their ring. With National Proposal Day being today, we thought we'd throw it out there for you on Facebook.
It's on there. It's up.
Just know your spouse can probably read whatever you put on Facebook.
Also, if you are a guy and you're waiting to propose, and you're don't look at the picture I put up because that looks like best case scenario. So especially don't let your future fiance look at it.
Well, I got that beat.
What? How did he get those lights in that tree?
I had an epic proposal.
Look at that branch. That whole branch is lights.
Yeah.
It looks like Avatar.
You've never heard of Christmas lights? Come on.
I have.
Takes a little planning.
That looks like Avatar.
Yeah, it looks
pretty Avatar.
Cool. Yeah.
Look at that. That person is blue.
Yeah.
How did they achieve that? Go look on our Facebook.
Yeah. I think you just found clip art from Avatar, actually. So that doesn't count.
What?
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's National Proposal Day. Check out the question of the day. Join the conversation. Coming up at 8 o'clock, our dear friend Clay Schraff from the Aspen Project joining us. On the way, we also got some Young the Giant. Right now, it's from Indian Lakes. Team Awesome Morning Party.
I do.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Speaking of trouble.
Oh, no.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
Why don't you listen to what I do? It's from that song we just played.
Welcome to the program, National Proposal Day. That's right. If you would like to get a shout out in to your loved one or let them know how they could have done it better, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. In honor of National Proposal Day, we ask the question of the day.
Oh, ha-ha!
How'd you do it, dudes? Or ladies? Maybe there's a lady out there who is just like, on it.
I would love to hear that story.
On it. Like, you know what? He is taking his time. I'm going to take care of this situation.
I would love to hear that story.
Is that okay?
I would love to hear how the guy felt.
Is that?
I think for some girls, man, that's just the way it is. And you're just going to have to be like, sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Hey, that's fine.
Patty says instead of a ring, her husband got her a golf club. They went golfing, and she got a ring, too.
Boom. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
Stephen, our boy from Archibald,
yeah,
he says, we met at a Flatfoot 56 show. I asked her to date me at a Flatfoot 56 show, and you guessed it, I asked her to marry me at a Flatfoot 56 show.
That was fast, all at one concert?
I know. Man, you guys.
I met you, I like you.
It's that punk rock.
You know what? Let's get married.
Let's do it. That punk rock lifestyle, it's all fast. It's just like the songs are 2 minutes long. You can't understand what they're saying. Oh, we're married.
Static.
Good morning, guys.
Hey!
Okay, so when my husband proposed, we had been together for several years, and he was always invited on the family vacations, family reunions and things like that. And so we were on the family ski trip, and him and I drove up, and my parents were supposed to meet us, and they had the keys to the cabin, and they were taking forever, and so we...
Yeah.
Climbed in the backseat of the car, we brought an extra blanket.
Okay.
And we snuggled up under this blanket in the backseat of the car because it was cold. It
right.
was so cold
That's
outside
why.
And we couldn't get in the cabin. So we're snuggled up waiting and he proposes.
What a jerk.
I thought it was very sweet. I was great with it. I was like, yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry, I'm no good at these romance shows. I really... Context clues, it was cold, I thought he had made a mistake.
No, it was perfect to me. It was great, it was wonderful, it was in my favorite place.
I'm just trying to identify with you females.
Incredible.
No, the problem was, we're in the backseat of a cold car, mm-hmm. under a blanket, talking for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
With fogged up the windows.
Wait!
And then he was like, I'm a Christian. We should get married.
Hey!
Right. Hey, you want to get married right now?
No, we're kidding. We're kidding.
The neighbor across the street came running and banging on the car when you can't do that here. We have kids in the house. You can't do it. And screaming at us.
And you're like, we're talking, I swear! I've heard
it's
this story.
It was a little bit of a buzzkill. It really was. Kind of killed a nice moment, but...
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thanks for the call.
Of course.
Bye.
Gosh. It is National Proposal Day. In honor of National Proposal Day, we found some fun facts. One of them being that many women would change something about their proposal if they could.
Yeah. We want to know if you're a woman out there and you would change something. Or maybe even if you're a dude. I would change stuff. Like I said, it would be the most fantastic affair ever to hit this earth. It would be it would just be incredible.
Yeah.
It would get 4 out of 5 stars, maybe 4.5.
Why not 5?
Because there's got to be something wrong with it. That's part of the beauty. There's got to be some kind of funny screw up. Ha 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 ha. Oh, how did that get over there?
Answer the phone.
Who is this? Are you calling who I think you're calling? You calling your mom?
No, God. Oh, It's National Proposal Day. I don't want to know about how that went down.
I was going to ask. I was like, why are you calling your mom?
No.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Chrissy, it's me, Matt. Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi. I got a question for you.
Don't answer it.
Well, it's National Proposal Day. And I found a bunch of fun facts on National Proposal Day. We've been talking, like, cute stories and all that crap. But then I found some things, and I need to go over this list with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, number one, most brides aren't surprised, according to a survey by David's Bridal. Did you know it was coming?
No.
You had no idea?
No idea.
Well done.
Yeah!
Well done.
Nailed it!
Nailed it.
All right, number two, many women would change something about their proposal if they could, including the location, the speech, or even their engagement ring. If there is anything you could change about the way I proposed to you, I mean, would you? What would you change? And
I wouldn't change anything.
You wouldn't change anything, Chrissy?
No.
Are you just saying that because you're on the radio?
No.
I want you to... We're supposed to be in an honest relationship, Chrissy.
Oh, we're in an honest relationship.
Chrissy, I have a question.
Okay.
I have to propose a question to you.
Uh-oh.
Will you go to the market and get
buy
me
you
some
20
food.
Pounds of meat?
Yes.
For your CrossFit diet.
Say I do.
give me cash.
Mm. Dang it. Mm-hmm. See, this is what
that's
it's talking with the ring. The
yep,
ring was the it was the down payment.
That's my bride.
She's smart. You're smart, Chrissy. I can't outsmart you. Let me talk to the baby.
Who did you call first right after you got engaged? Who was the first person that you called?
I don't remember.
Because it was so long ago.
Yeah, I don't remember calling anybody.
Yeah, that's because nobody else mattered but me.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Do you remember me calling anybody? Because I don't remember calling anybody.
I just remember making out on the rooftop on top of some rose petals. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Share it on the radio. Some lady just called in and told us about her making out in the back of the car story.
They were talking.
Whoa.
They
sure
fogged
they were.
Up the windows talking. It was totally different.
She said, yeah, we were talking under a blanket. The windows got foggy. And then a neighbor ran out and said,
you can't do that here. Yeah. And so he proposed because they're Christians.
Hurry!
Wedding planning. Who do you think did most of the wedding planning?
My sister.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
That's true. That's
Missy.
True. Neither one of us. So that's good.
Good job, miss.
I feel like I totally scored on this quiz.
You did good.
I did good.
That's the whole quiz?
Nah, there's a couple more things, but one of them was like being online and 1 in 5 women reserved internet usernames with their new married name before they even actually got engaged, but you didn't do that because you weren't like a internet user.
Also,
chick.
The internet wasn't real yet.
Yeah, we're old. I did get her, for her wedding gift, I got her a Bible with her new name on it.
Like really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Engraved on the new Bible.
That's cool.
So that's what I did.
I got Dawn a horse.
Yeah.
Because every girl's dream is to get a pony.
Yeah.
So I bought a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It died the next week.
And then the other one was how long you waited. Most couples wait at least 6 months to get married, and 40% wait between 13 and 18 months, and we're like, screw that. So, yeah. Solid month.
Woo!
Solid month. I mean, maybe. Maybe 27 days.
I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Just wanted to see if I failed the whole engagement proposal thing.
You did good.
All right.
Maybe you should be a proposal planner.
I could be. I haven't told the story yet, so maybe I will. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you as a friend.
Love you as a friend, too.
Bye. It's important to tell your friends that you love them. Doug.
That's true.
I love you. Quit coughing, Doug.
Gosh. Okay. We love you, Doug.
Love you.
Love you, too. Okay,
don't,
good.
Don't cough anymore.
It's National Proposal Day.
That's offensive.
We want to hear your stories. Women. Many women say they'd change something about their proposal. Not my bride, because I nailed it.
You know what I would change? I really feel like the dowry was insufficient. I only got 3 cows, and the plot of land was kind of small. I would go back and switch some stuff around. Probably ask for like a hybrid vehicle instead of the 3rd cow, because that cow died. It died real quick.
Static!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning.
Okay, so this is not my proposal story. I am not married, but...
Tell us your proposal story.
I think he had one of the greatest proposal stories in the history of my friend.
Oh,
wow.
He took her up to the San Diego, right there at the lookout, and he had 3 ring boxes. one with the ring in his back pocket, two empty rings in his front pocket. He gets down on one knee, holds up both hands, and says, pick one. The one that she picks, he throws off the cliff as hard as he possibly can.
Nice!
And then he holds the other box, opens it up, and says, will he marry me? And, of course, it's empty. And then she freaks out, like, he's like, oh, no, I threw the wrong one. And then he leads her on for, like, a good couple minutes, and he's like, I'm just playing it for my bucket.
Wow! That's great.
Oh, man.
How did she feel?
See, and I had to go hopeless romantic when I proposed. I would have loved to have done something like that, because that is classic!
Right?
But I feel like as a dude, you're calling in because as a dude, it's hilarious. But for the ladies, I mean, did she love that?
Oh, she loved it. She slapped him a couple times and then started laughing and then crying. And then now she tells people, it's like, oh, it's the funniest thing ever. But, you know, it was like a wave of emotion.
There you go. Right on.
All right, you have a good day. Now, goodbye.
Bye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Making a phone call.
Are you calling your mom now?
I am.
What?
Yep.
But don't ask her about all this stuff. Don't do this.
Well, back then, I was just, you know, different time period than it is now. I'm not calling my mom.
I know you're not.
Okay.
We got a traffic report whenever.
Oh, should we do that?
Whenever it's time. Okay. When the proper time happens.
Hello?
Dawn! Michelle!
Dawn, it's me.
Welcome to the show.
It's me, Mateo, your husband.
You're on the air.
I see.
Also,
you've called me on the radio show. I
have.
Concur.
Don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today is National Proposal Day.
Yep.
Okay.
I have a question to propose to you.
We have a few questions here for
Can
you.
Can we get a dinosaur?
Stop it. That's
what?
Not the question.
She would love it.
Dawn, we found a survey with a list of questions that they asked brides, and just called Chrissy. I feel I did pretty well on
this
quiz.
Where are the questions?
Okay.
But we have some questions for
you.
Where
are they?
Most brides...
Okay, most brides aren't surprised.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Were you surprised when he proposed, or did you know it was coming?
Be honest. I've already told the story.
You can be completely honest.
Okay. I kind of knew it was coming, I think.
Tell him why.
Well, because... because earlier in the day, he had been saying that we should try to go to a park. And so we were looking in the GPS trying to find a park. And so we looked up what we thought was a park, but when we got there, it was a cemetery. So we were like, you know, cemeteries are kind of cool. So we walked all around, and that was really awkward. And also, he didn't eat any lunch. So I could tell he was really nervous. So I thought, well, all right, he's taking me to a park, and he's really nervous and not eating lunch. And now we're at a cemetery. So then we walked around, and I was like, there's a bench. I'll make us sit on the bench, because he was so nervous I could tell he didn't know what he was doing. And so I said, let's sit on this bench. Maybe if we sit on this bench, he'll be able to do it.
Dawn.
And so, yes?
You realize that, what if I'd have been a serial killer? That's also a scenario for killing somebody. You go eat with them, they don't eat anything. You try to find a park, oh, it's a cemetery. This is weird. Kill!
Yep. Man.
Well, usually people don't date you for a year before they kill you and they're a serial killer.
Yes.
Unless they're a smart serial killer. Well, anyway.
So anyway, so we go to the bench and we're just sitting there. And so, you know, we haven't seen each other in a long time. So we were doing some smooching. And I thought, then suddenly...
Don't tell people that we kissed! This is a Christian radio!
So then we just sat there and and he wasn't saying anything. I was like, okay, well... All right, it was getting super awkward. Like, I guess let's go. And so we're leaving. I'm thinking to myself, is he going to ask me to marry him? Did he just bring me to a cemetery to kiss?
Yeah, kissing. I mean, not kissing. Spiritual kissing.
Gosh. Amazing. So you knew.
Okay, I guess I knew, yeah.
All right.
Next question.
Number two. Yeah, the next one was interesting because most brides actually said that of their proposal, they would change something, location.
Location, proposal, speech, even the engagement ring.
Yeah, is there anything you would change about the proposal?
Go back in time. It ended up being a pretty cool night to get engaged because that was the same night that baby Phoenix, which is our bassist and guitarist, child was unexpectedly born.
Boom.
In Boaz, Alabama. I don't know.
I said I
maybe
would
it
change
it. Maybe it
could
have been
stuff.
A little bit less awkward. Maybe some more planning. That's what I would have changed. But
yeah.
I did like the day.
Why didn't you plan
you
it
go.
Better, Dawn? Gosh.
Oh,
I said I would have had it in Jurassic Park, and a Brachiosaurus would have lowered me down to you with an orchestra going, and then I would have proposed, you would have said yes, and it would have sneezed on you. And I'd be like, booyah! Got you! Here's some change of clothes.
Oh, man.
And that would have represented
how
even though in disappointments, I would be there with the change of clothes. So if anybody ever poops themselves, I've got a change of clothes.
There you go.
Okay, the next question is, some ladies, they have gone through and actually reserved internet usernames with their new married name before they were actually engaged.
Yeah.
She practiced writing Lot. I know that much.
Okay.
Didn't you?
Yeah,
before you were engaged?
I did on my little journals.
Was it before we were engaged or was that after engagement?
Probably before.
I think it was before. Because she said that the L was the prettiest letter in the alphabet.
Okay.
It is. It's my favorite letter in the cursive alphabet. Yeah, it has always been.
It's a good letter.
L.
Yeah?
L for Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
Nope.
Gosh.
Did you say Lonesome Dove?
What? He did. And most brides call their best friend right after they get proposed to.
Yeah.
Who did you call?
Who'd you call?
I honestly can't remember.
That's funny. Neither could Chrissy.
I think you called... You either called Morgan or your mom, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I think I remember. It was a pretty busy night, what with having to do a show without our bassist or rhythm guitarist.
Yeah.
And also having a baby born.
That's true.
And also getting engaged. I kind of forgot.
And did you propose before or after the show?
It was after the show.
Oh, okay.
There was no time.
Okay.
Like, the plan was to do it.
Well, I wasn't sure if she, said something from stage like, I got engaged, y'all!
The funny thing was, I feel like no matter how much I would have planned that day, it would have all gone horribly awry because of Manic Drive! I hate that band! They ruined everything!
You can't say that.
I can. It was my proposal. It's ruined.
All right.
It wasn't ruined. Don, do you remember they went to the wrong Boaz? Also, which state has two towns named Boaz?
I have no idea. Alabama.
Only Alabama.
Roll Tide, Alabama. Roll Tide. Thank you for answering, Don.
You're welcome.
Don't start a new life in Las Vegas.
What?
She's in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
I only have 45 minutes to decide if I want to start a new life here or get on my next flight and head to Nashville and continue my current life.
Dang it.
I mean, she did say she would change some things.
Remember
about the
Panda.
So
remember just, Panda.
You know.
Okay.
All right. We love you.
I love you
guys too.
Steve, he likes you a lot.
I love you as a friend.
There it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
there
Doug does too.
Sister in Christ.
Yes.
Doug, you love Don, don't you?
Don,
Doug is a crazy fan.
Doug is becoming like your weird child.
He's got wild eyes right now.
Oh, Don's doing the fake uncomfortable laugh.
That's her normal laugh when I'm talking with her. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Later, bye.
She loves me.
She does. We have to take care of some things, including tell you a little bit about Static Prom, which is coming up.
Oh, it's coming up. Hey, if we're talking about proposals, maybe you're crazy and you think that's a great place to propose. It's coming up. We'll tell you more about it.
That's right. Also, Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project around the corner. I will tell my proposal story.
Oh, great.
I just wanted to save it. I've said it before in the air. I just always feel bad because I one-up everybody and I win.
Well, now it's going to sound even better.
I did plan mine.
You've heard the train wreck of my proposal.
Exactly. That's why mine's going to sound supreme.
It was a beautiful catastrophe. Roll Tide.
Right back, Clay Schroff, and more proposal stories on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Hey guys, a little traffic update for you. We have, of course, the construction at I-25 and Paseo, and it's getting very, very backed up. It's down to about 18 miles an hour. I can tell you exactly how slow people are going, but sometimes I exaggerate to make you worry more. We do have two accidents to report, one at I-40 and I-25, the Big I, and it looks like 40 eastbound is getting very backed up behind that accident. And Unser and Coors, there is another accident, and that's probably playing into all of that as well. So be careful out there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. It is National Proposal Day. We posted the question of the day. Get there, check it out. According to a survey, many women would change something about their proposal if they could, including location, speech, their engagement ring. So we wanted to hear your stories. Getting some big stories on
here. Yeah, we have some stories.
Very, very cool. We're going to take a quick departure from that, however, because our good friend in studio, Clay Ushroff, joining us from the Aspen Project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, people just need to be very thankful that they're stuck in traffic listening to this show.
Ah, yes. We make it less painful.
You know, we get a thank you usually once a day from somebody stuck in traffic.
Yeah, this is true.
Bless you.
Just trying to help. Hey.
Send us all your tweets and your Facebooks if you're stuck in traffic.
It's a conspiracy, folks. They are the ones causing the traffic jams.
Hey, you can't tell them that.
Don't tell people.
That's why we get here early before the traffic jam.
We use drones.
Yes.
Drones and secret agents.
Ah, of course.
It's awesome.
Gosh. So how you doing, man?
I am awesome.
Yeah? A lot going on with the Aspen Project.
We are. Remember, on the 4th, we need people to show up out at the Plaza Center, and we'll post it on our website, and I'll give it to you guys.
I'm
speaking at the Mayor's Luncheon, and it is a national... Child Abuse Prevention Month.
All right.
So it's a big deal. With everything that we got going on in the news, they're addressing it, and it is absolutely amazing that a horrible, horrific tragedy can come out of it. So we're going to use it as a catapult to make sure that we stop that from happening in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So aspenproject.org. I know you're going to post all the information about that, and that's one of the multitude of things that you guys do. Helping with placement in homes for foster children as well, helping families get engaged, get involved. Talk a little bit about just some of the aspects of what you guys do.
You know, one of the neatest things that I thought I was really going to hate is being a foster parent. The child comes into your custody, and it's a temporary stay until a permanent solution can be found.
Right.
And sometimes that is staying with you forever, and sometimes that's going back to the home in which they came out of. And you got to remember, they're being taken out of that home because that home, parents don't know how to be parents.
Yeah.
Here's the cool story. I really thought that I was going to have a really bad, that's hard for me.
Yeah.
But we have had many, many situations where parents have absolutely turned around their lives. You get a chance to share God's love with them by taking care of their kids. And only through the grace of God in those meetings was I not judgmental. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody,
Absolutely.
But it was tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, they get to go home, and you know that it was a good placement home. That's not always the case, you know, because the laws are that it's all about reuniting families.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's pretty awesome when God cleans up a family and teaches them how to be good parents and gives them the resources, and those kids actually get to go home to a biological mom and dad.
Yeah.
No matter how bad it hurts us as a family.
Right.
Knowing that they're going back to a good home makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Man.
So that's kind of a neat story.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Man.
No kidding. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We always post the information for Aspen Project.
And, yes.
A lot going on. You guys also help get young people involved and new foster parents. And obviously you can't just go down to a building somewhere and go, hey, I want to be a foster parent right now. Sign me up.
Well,
can I have a kid right now?
You have foster care, which is where a kid comes and stays with you. And it could be 72 hours and it could be years and years or a lifetime. So, but there's also a thing called respite care. And respite care is a 72-hour babysitting job where you get to take care of our foster kids.
Yeah.
And just love on them while we get a time of renewal or a time of break or something like that. And then... it's pretty cool because then they come right back to us and you get new kids. My daughter, 18 years old now, speaking of that, just became engaged. We're very stoked.
Congrats.
Nice.
Yep, to a good, good man. Thank God, otherwise he'd be dead.
Yeah, a good dead man.
At least he's honest. At least he's honest.
But, you know, she is a certified foster parent.
Yeah.
So that if me and my wife, we have our anniversary. This is our 19th.
Hey, congratulations.
Right? So we're going to Durango and just going to hang out. And,
that's cool.
So my daughter is actually going to be able to watch the kids. And we're very excited about that. So young people, and I say young as an 18 years old or older, You know, you can even become respite care providers or full-time foster parents if you're in that kind of position.
Yeah, because with foster care, you can't exactly just decide, hey, we're going to go on a date night. Let's call the neighbor's kid to come babysit. It doesn't work that way, right?
No, there's some difficulties in it. But the nice thing is that we have a big enough network. And if you're a member of a church and you really just want other Christians watching your kids, give me a call because we'll hook you up with some of the best.
Yeah, 410-4460 is the phone number. That's 410-4460. And Clay Schroff, always awesome hanging out and talking about these very, very important things. I don't think people realize how many children in need just in the state of New Mexico there are.
You know, I'm not allowed to say epidemic, but let's just say this. We are in desperate need, and we always are, of foster parents. But right now, because of the economic climate and everything else that's going on in the job world, people had just got their Christmas bills. There are more and more and more abused children coming into the system now than ever. And we have less certified foster parents to take those kids in. So they're being shipped to different counties. Those counties have their own kids, so now their county's full. And, you know, we're teaming with Children, Youth, and Family. Just got through meeting with the director there. And we are going to do a statewide launch on challenging the faith-based community. There's that buzzword. And going to challenge them to step up and do what God has mandated them to do and care for these kids. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah, you get to go out through the entire state of New Mexico, basically, and challenge people.
Yeah, well, we do that right now on the air.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. I thinking about it from the kids' perspective as well, being shipped from county to county and just the moving and the uncertainty and feeling like... feeling unloved, unsure of their livelihood. I can't even imagine that. We have a story that we're going to talk about coming up about a 9-year-old dealing with some things in an elementary school, which blow my mind. But we'll talk about that coming up in a bit. But just thinking about the children as well. I mean, these kids are just kind of being moved around and. There aren't enough foster parents in the system right now.
There's not. And listen, not everyone's called to foster and adopt a kid.
Yeah.
But God has commanded all of us to care for the widows and the orphans. And there's tangible ways you can do that. You can get involved. We have several people volunteering that cannot be foster parents. Either their spouse is not on board.
Yeah.
Or many reasons. And they're going to help us make phone calls to churches. They're going to do what they can do. And that's all that God requires of us is, you know, use what you've been given to glorify him. And there's many, many ways of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just get involved. You know, volunteer in your Sunday school. I know this. I know if I went to my children's ministry in any of the churches here, I'd say, hey, do you guys have enough people, enough volunteers? And they would say, no. So it's a simple, easy thing to do.
And it's amazing what happens when you do that. Without saying names, we have a couple of friends who, on the air, we were talking about our Little League program just up near our home needing some help. And a couple listeners got in contact, stepped up, and they're actually going to be taking care of an entire section of games now for these youths, if you will, umpiring some games. And it doesn't seem like much. Oh, well, they're just umpiring. Yesterday I was able to tell the coach of my son's teams, hey, I got a couple volunteers that are going to be able to ump the games. And he just was floored at the generosity of these strangers who's you know, don't even have kids in the program, but just wanted to help because they wanted to be a mentor, wanted to step up to the plate literally, and just take care of these kids and be there for them. And he was blown away by the fact that these Christians were doing that in the community. And so it was really cool. So it doesn't matter what you do, you got to do something. God's got a calling somewhere on you. And yeah, you just got to do something.
You know, we say that it's not easy, but it's worth it. And it's if you have a reason for the sacrifice that you make, God's rewards and blessings that he'll pour out on you. And that's not one of those do it for the blessings. I do it to honor God. And part of that is during the tough times, because there are those tough times, is that the blessings far outweigh those. And there's listeners now that, you know, I hear it all the time. I can't handle the kids I have. And what I would tell you is, if you can't handle the kid you have, you got to call us too, because we're going to help you with that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. AspenProject.org. We posted all the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone number, the direct link to Aspen Project, their Facebook page, the website, everything you need to know there. And man, as always, thanks for hanging out with us. It's pretty awesome.
Clay!
Yeah. We're excited.
That dude's pretty good. Brand new music from Pawn Shop Kings. It's called Love Like Jesus, and it's exactly what we've been talking about. So there you go. Get involved somewhere, somehow, some way. Details available, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday.
8:36 now. It is National Proposal Day.
8:36 now it is.
8:36 now it is.
Is that the way I said it?
Well, you were saying it is National Proposal. We just said 8:36 now it is National Proposal. And I thought you were
8:36 now it is. Doug.
Oh, man. National Proposal Day. In honor of that, our question of the day. How did you propose? Ladies, did you enjoy it? Were you surprised?
Dude.
Would you change anything about it?
We have so many people that have commented.
And we got a couple from a lady who proposed.
We have some dudes that are they're bragging about their proposal. Oh. So maybe yours pales in comparison.
Ooh, maybe. Maybe mine's not really that like epic. Not grand scale.
Well, we've got an epic one and I want to read it. We
Let's
have an epic proposal.
All right.
I think we're going to need some love music.
Okay.
See this. Oh, okay, that'll work.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to read it, everyone, but my enemy refuses to let me. And by that, I mean the computer. All right, where it is. Here it is. Where it is, y'all, where it is. Katrina says, my husband told me a story where when they were dating, a wealthy African man was offered to marry one of a village man's daughters. He had many beautiful daughters, but one who was a hard worker and was not much to look at. It was customary for a man to give a gift of livestock to his betrothed's parents. Normally, one or two cows or sheep. I know about that. The wealthy man offered the village man 10 cows, and he expected him to marry his youngest, prettiest daughter. But instead, he chose the least pretty one because she worked hard. Everyone was surprised, especially the woman. Years after they were married, she came back to the village with her husband. People of the village and her family marveled at how she had changed. She was more radiant than all of her sisters. She now knew her worth. I love this story so much, and my husband, boyfriend at the time, would always say, "You're worth 10 cows!" One day he asked me to come over and he blindfolded me and led me to his backyard. He took the blindfold off and in his yard there were cardboard cartoonish looking cows. It was so cute. He asked me to count them and when I did I was in shock. He had pulled out the ring when I was counting. I had no idea he would be proposing that day. I said yes, it was the most wonderful thing anyone had ever done for me.
That's pretty great. That's pretty epic.
That's a good one.
Phone lines are jammed.
Of course.
Static!
How are you doing, guys?
Doing
what
good.
Up?
All right, so my proposal story is pretty funny. Well,
the cows. Yeah. Also, she posted a picture. The cows also spelled out "I love you."
That's pretty great.
So I have this proposal story is pretty awesome, but I've been with my wife for quite some time. But we usually go to Calvary every Wednesdays, and we go to Parchment's right beforehand. You know, go to Whataburger, get a burger, you know, then go to Parchment's, get a coffee, go to the church.
Yeah.
So right at Parchment's, I'm in Parchment's, and it was really busy Wednesday. I'm like, this is crazy. This is going to be a really busy Wednesday for church, and everyone's going to see me propose. It's going to be crazy. And so I'm a little nervous, and my wife, of course, she was hoping I was going to propose it sometime soon. She's like waiting for it, but she didn't know the time or place, which is good because she was completely surprised. So this was back in 2009, and so I'm ready to propose, and I'm freaking out. Her friends already know that I'm going to propose because I talked to them.
Yeah.
And they're waiting, and they're waiting. I'm sweating it out. Then the fire alarm goes off.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, this is This is freaking me out. So I'm like, maybe I should do it outside. But it was freaking cold outside. I'm like, it's way too cold.
Yeah.
So I get outside, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, should I do it? Should I do it? I have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing. So I pray. I'm like, oh, please. I need a setup so I can get this done. I'm like, I gotta pop the question, or else I'm never going to do it. So only about 5 minutes goes by, and then everybody's like, okay, back inside. Everybody coming back inside. So we all go back inside to Parchment. And over where the couches are, against the wall,
mm-hmm.
And then there's that table there. Well, everybody randomly was standing in a circle around us, and nobody knew. It was like nobody knew, and her friends didn't go tell anybody.
Yeah.
They were with us the whole time, but randomly there was like probably 100 people in Parchment surrounding us in a big circle. So I'm like, okay, here I go. Boom, down on one knee.
Boom.
Proposed at the ring, and she was facing the other way, and her friend looked around at me, and so she turned around, and she instantly was like, big old tears.
Aww.
Little alligator tears going, and so it was pretty awesome.
That sounded magical.
It was good.
It was magical.
There you go, man. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Bless you now. Bye.
National Proposal Day.
Got a couple more. You want to hear Thebes' proposal?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever... Yeah.
About 3 weeks after he and Ashley met, they had plans to travel that would keep them from seeing each other for almost a month. He wanted a picture of her. Drove around to find a well-lit area for a good pic. Ended up at the car wash. Fast forward 2 months. Told her I wanted to take some pictures at the car wash at 10 p.m. Had her pose with the water hoses like they were guns. Got down on one knee to get the perfect camera angle and gave her a ring made from a $5 bill and asked her to be my wife, explaining I'd get her a real ring later. After she said yes, I gave her the real ring.
Nice!
When she is around during my version of the story, she interjects that she hated having her picture taken and gave me all kinds of crap for it. I didn't care. It worked, and she said yes. Please play Car Wash by Rose Royce. Working at the car wash.
Wow, wow, wow.
Beautiful.
Nicely done, Thebes.
Thank you, sir. Bill Peterson gave us his.
I want to hear it.
He gave Kay a balloon ride for two as a Christmas present. Later that day, he bought her an engagement ring on a Holy Land trip to Israel and Bethlehem, planned on proposing in the balloon later that summer. The day we went up, it was pretty windy, but because the pilot knew what I was going to do, he took the chance and up we went. Everything went fine. Had friends lay a sheet on the ground that I spray painted the words, "Will you marry me, Kay?" She actually said yes. The landing, however, was a disaster. Came down fast and hard, dragged sideways for a quarter mile with her under me in the gondola and my butt in her face, and finally stopped in a mosquito-infested swamp. I had to carry her out on my back in thigh-deep black muck. Fun stuff.
That's the preparation for marriage, because that's like the perfect metaphor.
Yep.
It's all downhill after the proposal. I'm just kidding.
Doug knows.
Yeah. Yes. These are some great stories. It is National Proposal Day.
Oh, Proposal Day.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to interject, if you'd like to hang out, if you'd like to tell your story. I told you my story.
You want to brag? I've never heard the story.
Have you never heard the proposal story?
If I have, I probably fell asleep during the middle of it.
Oh, man, it's not that long. I'll do the short and sweet version. When you tell your testimony, the first time it's like 20 minutes, and then the second time it's maybe 8, and then the third time it's 5.
It's a lot easier when you make it up.
And then it's like 30 seconds by the end.
Yeah, it's like, I got saved when I was 14. It's been cool. Felt called to missions. Here I am. What do you need?
Incredible. Oh, man. Well, Chrissy and I, one of our first dates was stargazing, hanging out, watching some stars, and we were kicking it, and I was too busy staring at her to notice any of the stars really going on, right? Meteor shower. So we're like talking, and we're looking for the Big Dipper, found the Big Dipper. Where's the Little Dipper?
Scoop.
As we point at the Little Dipper, the shooting star goes through it. Not kidding.
How did you organize that?
I organized it. I talked to God the day before.
Was it computer animated?
Bro, hook me up, because I know once this goes down, she's mine.
You got in touch with Skywalker Lights and Sounds, and guys, put the projection screen up right here.
It was really cool. So we saw a shooting star together.
That's fun.
That pertains to the story.
Okay.
It was on the roof of my house, where we were stargazing, hanging out. And, about a month or so later, I called her up and said, hey, there's going to be another, meteor shower.
Another event.
Another event. You should come hang out. You should come kick it at my house, because I had my first house had like a pitched roof,
yeah.
But then there was also a front area that was flat that you couldn't see.
Got
and
it.
So we were on like the the pitch part, you know, like looking up, but around the front of the house, it was flat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, set up. So in the meantime, there was no meteor shower.
No meteors.
In the meantime, me and my buddy Jake went to some flower shops and got trash bags full of rose petals,
Yeah. Right?
Trash bags full of rose petals. We wired sound up to the roof of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's sweet. And so we threw out rose petals on the whole front flat area of the roof, right? Red rose petals.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. It's covered the whole front of the house in red rose petals.
Wow.
Then I got white rose petals and sprinkled them out like stars,
Right?
So sprinkling out white rose petals like stars. And then I got candles that represented other stars. Boom, 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 boom. And set those up. And then I set up a constellation with big candles. Boom, as the Little Dipper.
Yeah.
Then I got a rose and put that through the middle of the Little Dipper and
Nice. Put
the ring, and I set it up as like the head of the shooting star.
You made a design.
I made a design. So then what happened was I said, hey, you know, tonight, you know, and we got up on the roof, and you can't see it from the front. All the candles are already lit. Jake's hanging out downstairs.
Jake's standing there. Hey!
Well, that's because as she turned the corner, I had to rock the jam. Which is our song. It's called Nothing Can Change This Love by Sam Cooke, and it's our jam. So, oh, why are you not plugged in?
A million miles.
So as she comes around the corner, there's candles, there's a rose bed out everywhere, you know what I mean? Just petals everywhere, and it looked like the night sky.
Nice.
With the ring hanging out there, and as she saw that, the music hit, Sam Cooke started playing, and I got down and said, Hey. And I asked her to marry me.
What'd she say?
She started crying, and I thought it was because she was so happy. Turns out, when I had thrown all the rose petals out there, I had covered up like vent areas, and she stubbed her toe on one of the skylights.
Is that real?
No, that's not real.
I wish that was real. Jake's down there on the bottom, like holding a flashlight, glinting at the ring. Follow the star. And then that's when the three random dudes came out. And they were like, we've been traveling for 3 years. For 2 years we've traveled. And you had Gold and Frankenstein and Murray. And
yes,
they were standing there. Yeah, and my dad was like, what alternate reality is this? And Frankenstein was like,
oh, that was the perfect way to ruin that story.
Solid Gold.
Loved it!
Brilliant.
Yes, that's it.
See, that's what would have happened if I would have been your friend there.
Yeah.
Because you would have had, I would have been shining the thing, and then three random wise men would have come out and said, we've searched high, far and wide, for the star!
Well, I had to settle for the rose, and the head of the rose being the engagement ring as the shooting star, because what I wanted to do was dress up Jake in a diaper and have him as the shooting star and fly in on the scene and hand her the ring. Yeah, but we couldn't get the mechanics of the crane down correctly.
I could see Jake Vaughn and then going, oh!
He kept swooping in at awkward angles, so I was like, you know what? This isn't working out. Let's just do the rose thing, and worked out well. Dude, I'll tell you what, though. Dudes,
that's awesome.
Garbage bags full of rose petals didn't cost me that much.
Yeah?
I'm just saying.
What about the person's garden who you stole all the rose petals from? How did they feel? Film at 11.
Didn't take much. I'm just saying.
It don't take
just much. Saying. A little preparation goes a long way.
Yep.
And if you're itchy, a little preparation H.
Awesome.
Also goes a long way.
Thank you. Ended at the perfect moment.
Really did.
That's fine.
Thankfully, coming up, we have Theology Thursday with Brian Nixon. It is National Proposal Day. If you'd like to get your stories in, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I played this because you said Brian Nixon.
Right around the corner. Right around the corner, Theology Thursday.
Your theology knowledge.
Also, Isley, some Benjamin Dunn. Matt's iteration of the Righteous Brothers Unchained Melody.
Righteous Brothers. This should be the theme song for Theology Thursday. The Righteous Brothers come in. I got it. Here it is. Was it predetermined?
You know what we need to do?
Or was it a choice you made?
We need to talk to Jared Petro,
Free Will,
and Brian Nixon and see if they would be willing to reenact the scene from Ghost. Never mind. Okay.
Original sinner.
Calvinism.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Arminianism.
Gosh. Static Radio.
Spill your love to me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that we forgot both Jarrett and Brian Nixon are out of town. Jarrett is on a mission trip to Cambodia, and B-Nix is, we believe, celebrating some type of theological holiday. He's like, he's doing something else. Neither of them could be here today, so we're sad to say that we forgot about that and then realized at the last minute, and we played a best of. We actually played 2 weeks ago's edition of Theology Thursday. If you want to listen to what we played, you can go to mysteticradio.com/Theology Thursday, and then boom, all of the podcasts from the previous shows will be right there waiting at your fingertips and your ears so you can have more knowledge or just hear us ramble, which either one is fantastic. So anyway, sorry about the no sign-off. This is the sign-off, because we didn't do one in the studio. This is Mateo saying goodbye, and Steve-O said goodbye too, but he's in a meeting right now, so he couldn't literally say goodbye. He just wanted me to convey his message of goodbye. So, goodbye from both of us, and even from Doug, who I have no idea where he went. I think he disappeared. It is Alien Abduction Day. Maybe that's what happened. All right, see you later. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Team Awesome Morning Party, 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Tune in. Don't miss it. Sam Swan will be coming into the studio, and we'll have more stories than you probably ever want to hear in your life. Check it out. Talk to you then. Goodbye. And I just realized that we didn't have outro music, so I have decided to provide you with it forthwith right now. Here we go. Beep, 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 beep. And now a hotspot from Skip Heitzig. Outro music. This is what it was. Hey!